Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, beautiful. Far heroes proved. In liberating strife. Self, our country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, make God thy gold refine. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beauty by far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Above the fruited plain. Well, now wait a minute. I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed His grace on thee. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to
wow.
Good.
I wonder what it would have been like to have went to school with Ray Charles.
It would have been crazy. Are you kidding me?
You think when he got up there and sang America with everybody, you think he was, wait a minute.
No, I doubt it.
I know. But, you know, I know why we're playing this because, and it's not a laughing matter, 911, it's 912 today, and yesterday, 20 years ago, was, wow, that's all I can say. Everybody remembers where they were at when the North and South Tower were hit. I mean, wow. Yeah.
We do, and I do, and I got to tell you, it's, I don't know if we've really improved upon it. I don't know where we're going. It's really questionable right now.
I hope, you know, with what they've done in Afghanistan and brought everybody home and left millions of dollars worth of weapons over there. Mm-hmm. And
generation of injured people.
Yeah. And you know, it's
well, I think I don't know. Eric was right. It's time to stop being the policeman of the world. It's not really an attainable goal. I don't know that we could keep doing it, but I do think we need to stand for freedom, for liberty, for I don't know, some kind of justice in the world.
And build the wall.
And well, even keep the wall built. I think there's a combination of all of it. I mean, we've got to, you know, I think that what's happening is that we're being led by our nose, that the media is just pulling us along. And I think people are starting to think on their own just a little bit more.
Watch Newsmax. That's all.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
say.
Go to Newsmax. You know what? Those alternatives are really gaining strength.
Yeah, they really are.
I had to laugh when I saw that the Gutfeld show is now the top late night comedy slot is going to a show on Fox. It's a news channel, but it's a little bit more hip, you know, this late night comedy. So I think people are getting smart. People are starting to, you know, just pay attention to more and open their eyes. So,
well, in the 80s, there was at least 100 to 150 news media outlets. Now it's because of corporations buying each other out. Mm-hmm. It's gone down to like 4, maybe 5.
Well, I think there's about 4 people that own most of all the news, the large ones in the world.
Disney?
Then they're owned by another company, and that company's owned by a company, so.
And it's not American.
No. No. And I don't know. It's, you know, we have a huge company owns us, iHeart. And I'm always biting my tongue because I want to say this. And I bite my tongue. No, I can't say that on air.
Well, that's why I'm here.
And, you know, and you know, it's just, it's, Eric says, Ken, it's early enough in the morning. We can say pretty much whatever we want to say. I said, yeah, but still, I don't want to bring that out. But some of the stuff that's happening nowadays, it just, it needs to be said, hey, I call BS on that.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's the cycle that we're moving towards now. People are going, this has been a little bit too reactive to everything, and there's the cancel cultures, you know, controlling everything, and it's the everybody wants a little bit more, and they don't want to give anything. So I think we're going to start sharing a little more. I don't, you know, agree with somebody that says it's going to take another 911 to bring people together. No, it won't. This country is together.
Yeah.
I think that we just got to, you know. I think it's good that we're not... that people are now saying, let's do less war. Now, let's not fight so much.
One thing I want to bring out is, why do people want to change history?
Yep. Well, they want to erase things because of there's...
Yes, there was bad things.
Everybody
done
has an agenda. Everybody has a reason.
You know,
but then again, history is written by the winners.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, you know, with the statues being taken down and raising hell, yes, that was a bad time. It was a bad time. But, and you can change it where, that was a time of our life that we can't have again. We do not need that again. When you take those statues down, when it goes away, we start changing names of army bases, of ships, all of a sudden.
Well, history and heritage is, you don't change it because you take something away. It still happened. It's still real. So, I think the good and the bad has to go with it.
You learn from it. That's what you're supposed to do in history, is you learn from it and not repeat it.
No, you can't repeat it. Once you take all of this away and people start forgetting, guess what?
Hey, I got an idea. Yeah. I got an idea.
What's that?
So that's what happens. Somebody goes, I got an interesting idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Some guy named Hitler, he's like, hey, you know, and Stalin and Mussolini.
We can control thought. We can control information. We can control anger.
Are you talking you can't. Media?
Yeah. Well, people, you know, and there's other people that go, you know what? That's a great idea. Yeah. And we could make money.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, money changes everything, so.
Yeah. Pretty much it. You know, money's where it all starts. And war is money.
Yep,
don't ever think it ain't.
Yep.
War is money.
Very
whether it's disarming, whether it's building, whether it's using, war is money.
Dead man can't receive an unemployment check.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's... COVID, I won't get into that.
Dude, that's a whole different subject.
Oh, it is. I mean, COVID is, we know where it came from.
This gain of function thing, and that perhaps financed by us
could have been.
I think that we're going to hear more about that to come, but right now, no, because people are trying to cover tracks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, and that's the politics of it
was,
all.
It was designed to you know, to take out old people and different genders of people.
Well, it worked.
Different nationalities of people. genetic makeup. I like that one, genetic makeup.
We have variants yet to come.
Oh, yes, we do. And this new one, we want to get into that one. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Got to thank Callahan's General Store. Got to thank y'all for tuning in. Got to thank Chico and Eric for coming in here to make it sound good. Jerry at Deep Sea Headquarters next. See you in a little bit. Y'all be good, family. Thank you, Callahan. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the paths of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Yes, sir. Did y'all do bookings on fishing trips? And once I book a fishing trip and catch some fish with you, do y'all clean them and cook them also, especially the cooking part? Because, you know, I really don't know have time to cook fish. So if y'all cook them, would that be all right? Do y'all cook a fish, or do y'all just send them home raw with me? Good morning, Jerry.
I know somebody that can cook them, but you can't afford him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's a little high price.
He'll give you the first
you
one free.
It, 99% of the time, it turns out superb. But every once in a while, when we start seeing the Southern Cross, we can't even find the food.
Can't find the barbecue pit. I smell it, but where is it?
I know it's back here somewhere. So you should see what I'm seeing right now.
Sunrise, raising.
It's a ghost ship, boy. You know, it's staying dark a little later. It's still kind of dark.
Oh, yeah.
It's a ghost ship. It must be a big, big, huge tanker, black in color, because I see the light.
Oh, going through.
And I can see the tugboats, but I can't see no ship.
One of them stealth ships.
It must be painted camouflage.
It's like those flying triangles. You know, it's a UFO. Only this.
What cartoon show was that that had Ray Spanning on it and hey, make their ship go invisible?
Johnny Quest.
Well, he's on that ship right now, I'm going to tell you right now. We're living in paradise. If you're not here, you're missing so much.
Yeah.
The ghost ships, you know, you just never know what you're going to see down here. Especially at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Is it still got people everywhere?
There's pretty many people here. We got a little situation. I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm standing out here. Can you hear the breeze? Because we're starting to get a little breeze
from the hurricane
that's coming.
Oh, that's why y'all can't have shrimpers out there, because the breeze is blowing
from the hurricane. It's coming from the east northeast right now. Which, if you know how a tropical system goes, the wind blows counterclockwise like that. But yeah, I had quite a few people cancel for Monday and Tuesday already because of the hurricane. I don't see it becoming the hurricane.
No.
And I don't really see it doing much to us here, but you never know. I was wrong once.
Once?
One time.
About 22 years ago, right?
I remember the exact moment, and I knew it as soon as words came out of my mouth. I do.
Okay. Oh. Oh,
mama,
you just got in trouble.
I'm kidding, Mama. Hey, would you bump me there, Eric. You know, you gotta dump me there.
Dumped I do. Eric says,
and
okay.
It wasn't 22 years ago. It was almost 39 years ago, boy.
Oh,
like all my friends say, they say, your wife is going straight to heaven. Well, I know that. I know that. I understand that. It's just, that's just the way I am. She's going straight to heaven, and God only knows if I'll ever see her again. Okay. Anyway.
I'm sitting here looking at the weather, and they're showing all that stuff. With the high moving out, and that tropical whatever it is down there.
It's swirling around pretty good down there. Yeah,
it's moving around down there pretty good.
Tuesday might be right. Yeah.
It's going to be rough.
Yeah, it's going.
No doubt. I really don't think we could go tomorrow and Tuesday, but because it is going to be rough.
It's going to be a little choppy.
It remains to be seen whether we can get some rain or not. No, we could use the rain.
We could use
the rain even down here, but we really need it up in the country where y'all are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's getting dry. Now, Gillespie County's not as bad as Llano County, but
right.
And Llano County, well, I don't know, Mason's had some rain the other day, so I don't know.
If you go right over the county line into Gillespie County, mm-hmm. and you pass Bell Mountain,
oh yeah,
it's been raining
It's been raining there.
To the north of there, it ain't been raining a lick.
Nope.
I got 30 points Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just enough to barely make it wet. That'll grow some grass for the cows, but boy, I need some rain.
Yep. Fill tanks up and all that kind of stuff.
There's a bunch coming behind what's out there.
I got a feeling we may see some.
They're going to stack up a little bit.
I'm making a prediction. It's going to build up. It's going to hit just south of Corpus. And it's going to circle up over right over the top of the hill country, and it's going to rain like cats and dogs and frog. It's going to be a frog strangler.
I hope so for days.
Yeah. That's my prediction. That's my hope. How about
it
that?
It needs to go up into Colorado.
These folks on my boat this morning might get a little bit of a surprise because this wind's really picking up.
No heck.
And somebody's getting rich, and it's not us. Here goes another ship.
Another ship headed in.
Another ship headed inbound.
Does it have the lights on?
One came inbound, one went outbound, and now another one's coming inbound.
Does it have lights on?
I can see this one. It's not a black one.
Oh, okay.
It's red or something.
Okay.
It's starting to get a little more. The sun's going to come up here in a second. It's starting to get daylight.
Yeah, it will. So,
I got a 24-hour trip out right now.
Okay.
I'm very excited. We can't make it. He's still gone, so I can't give you a report, but we'll get a report. I'll try to put the picture up on Facebook. Well, I'll have somebody else do it.
Yep.
I don't even know how to get on Facebook, but I'll have somebody post a picture. And we're hoping that it's good. You know, it was calm last night. I'm sure they tried to hit shrimp. They're going to try to hit shrimp boats this morning. They're probably behind the shrimp boats right now. They want to be there as soon as they pull up their net. I hope I have a good report on that. Yesterday, again, the third day in a row, we had really nice catches of vermilion snapper, some scamp grouper, kingfish. Had a couple of sharks yesterday. We are eating up with sandbar sharks right now.
Okay.
And it really makes it hard for us because, you know, from guiding for 40 years or whatever you've done, most people don't know how to reel in a big, big fish.
No.
They just can't do it. Yeah. Their muscle memory is not right. They just don't know what they're doing. They just can't. I mean, it's a matter of technique and haven't done it before. And so when we start getting 10 of those sandbar sharks hooked up at one time, man, it's a cluster because, number one, we can't keep them.
Yep.
We really don't want to hook them up. The people want to see their fish. But they, at the same time, they can't get the fish to the boat to be able to see it. It's crazy. It's crazy. And we've had that for yesterday wasn't as bad, so they tell me.
That wind is blowing down there. I hear it in your phone.
Yeah, can you hear the phone? It's starting to whip. And it's coming out of the northeast right now. So, yeah, that's
the circle.
That's a wind coming from a circulation.
Yep. So, well,
so we'll see.
Sitting back and watching weatherman.
I'm not seeing any lightning or anything, but maybe it's on the way.
Weatherman to tell us what's going on for long.
Yeah, well, you're going to trust that.
No.
Huh? Nope.
So, now, we're catching fish.
Fishing's good.
And you can go out on the Painted Lady. No, Scarlet Lady. Scarlet Lady,
Scarlet
Painted
Lady.
It's Scarlet Lady.
You can Saturday go, night. Saturday night, if it's an adults-only cruise, it's the Painted Lady.
we won't go there.
Okay, let's just keep going. I'm already in trouble with this show, so let's just keep going.
Got the Red Pirate Ship, the Red Dragon.
Red Dragon going every day. Scarlet Lady going every day. And probably that's the only things I'll have the next 2 days. Hopefully I can get them out if it's not too windy. But by next weekend again, even Wednesday or Thursday, probably it'll be beautiful here again. So I don't have a lot of people booked next weekend. If y'all want to go fishing, now's the time to call and yeah. book something. Get on down here. It is going to slow down. We'll have, you'll be able to go wherever you want. Go to the bars, go to the restaurants. Get a hotel room. I think we're a little too early for the hotels to drop their prices,
yep.
but you never know. Call them and ask them.
Yeah, I always ask them. Tell them how to find you because we're fixing
bad. Don't hurt to ask.
Fixing bad.
Hey, we're here in Port Aransas. We're watching the sky carefully. Come see us. Can't miss us. Got this big old red pirate ship and Painted Lady over here. My phone number is 361-749-5597.
Appreciate it, brother.
Talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next Saturday. Be good.
All right. Bye.
Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Got to thank Callahan's General Store and thank y'all. See you on the other side. Let's see. Brian Booker next. We're going to talk. No. Captain Phil Spencer next. Then Brian Booker. I'm trying to get ahead of myself. Bye.
Up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds beach by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and
hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day?
Well, we couldn't find Captain Phil Spencer. So then we tried to call Sean. Couldn't find Sean. So, Jacob?
We have things we can cover.
Okay.
I've got a bunch of water news. I think it's
Eric says he had music in there to play if we didn't find any music.
Yeah, we could go with that, too. Probably the friends out there like that just as much. In fact, we get more comments about the music lately than maybe.
Oh, they say Eric plays some good music.
He does. He really does. But friends, we got a lot of water news out west. We are at the end of about a 30 years of drought that's been happening out west, and there are so many straws in the aquifers. The biggest lakes out west, Lake Mead, Lake Powell, been drying up. I got the news this morning while just kind of searching around that closer to home here, Elephant Butte Lake is at 5.5% full. That is just about the Rio Grande River. There's really no dam doing anything over there anymore, so it's going away. So I think a lot of people are talking about climate change. I think we just have so many straws in the water that are pulling from Utah, Colorado, the New Mexico aquifers. They're starting to dry up. So the snowpack has been up.
Oh.
It's been a great snowpack last year. The problem is after a couple of drought years, that water had to go to the vegetation, had to get down into the ground, and the ground was so thirsty that it soaked it up. It didn't make it to Elephant Butte. It didn't make it downstream. So, you know, I think they're calling it a mega drought, and we're not far off. We're not too far away from now. Desalinization. Right. The plants out on the West Coast. A few years ago, that was too expensive to consider, and now the plans are in the works. So
the largest one, there was two in Texas. One in San Antonio, one in El Paso. I think the one in...
The aquifers that are, yes.
Desalinization wells.
Oh, okay, those plants, yes.
Yeah, they have one in El Paso, they have one in San Antonio. I don't know which... One of them is the largest in the world. The other one was the largest in the world, and then they built the new plant, and it's the largest in the world.
Wow, well, it's... It's becoming real.
But they're here in Texas, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, and that water, it's good, but it's still.
Well, this is scary. Lake Powell dropped 50 feet this year.
Good God.
And it was already low. And, you know, if anybody knows how big of a lake that is.
Big lake.
50 feet down in a one-year period. That's just 2021.
And.
It's just, we're drawing from it way faster than it's filling.
How low is Elephant Butte, you said?
Elephant Butte is 5.5%.
Full. I mean, that 5.5, that's all it's got in it?
Of its capacity right now. It's just a little bit more than the river. The river's flowing through it.
That sucker, I mean, that canyon is like hundreds of feet deep.
It's a big lake, and it is real deep. That's a 150, 160 foot lake in most of it when it's full elevation. So, I'm telling you, these are conditions we haven't seen since 1950.
I know the guy that caught the state record striper out of Elephant Butte. Probably would have been in the mid 80s. Maybe even late 80s, 54.8 pounds.
Wow, that's a nice
striper. That's a big striper, yeah. Jim caught and he caught it on top water.
Wow, yeah. Coming from the deep there, that's even more rare. You do find stripers deep there, and it's a really good white bass lake.
Oh, yeah, I bet it is.
There's tons of whites in there. In fact, if the farther upstream you go, the better the fishing would be. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The problem that I get is that all we hear is that claims that it's climate change. You know, these are cycles. You know, it's drought. We've had a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
But what's really happening is that we keep building in places we weren't really meant to live. Yeah, there's a lot of people living in that desert.
Too many people.
And, you know, Las Vegas, there's no water here. Remember with Sam Kinison? This is sand.
Yeah,
this is dirt. You can't grow anything.
Southern California, it's just nothing but desert.
That's Southern California. More people. No, I guess California is losing residents. They're coming to Texas.
No, they're coming to Texas.
They're not coming for the water. I don't think they're coming for the water. But the ground aquifers are, you know, like a lot of these places, like you said, the artesian wells that are in the Mountain West.
Oh, yeah.
They're drying up. They're getting low. They're dropping down. We've got the huge Edwards aquifer here. And luckily, we're maintaining that. Lakes are doing pretty good here in Texas this year. But people have their eye on our water, and that Elephant Butte water, that serves Texas. That serves El Paso. It's Mexico water, too. And it's not there. They're not. They don't have a source. So,
it's a shame. I mean,
water news is big.
Yeah, really is. And you know, if you know, when I was a kid, I remember, well, we got to have water. We're going. You know, water's going to be more expensive than motor oil in one day soon.
And they were right.
And they were right. I mean, it's getting there now.
In the early 90s, I had a guy approach me. I was doing medical sales and maybe had some more means to do those kind of things. He wanted me to invest in sports water. You know, these football teams and college teams and bottled water. And I thought he was crazy. I thought that was insane. We turn the tap and water comes out.
Was it Mr. Dasani?
It was of the family.
Something like that.
That's right. Yeah, there was those guys. Well, they had this great idea, and they were in, but it wasn't a great idea to me back
Not
then.
Not back then, no. Well, if you'd have bought in, it'll took you a while to get there.
Yeah, and it would have taken everything that we had at the time. Yeah. So you got to make those decisions. But hey, you know what? Hindsight's 20/20. If we would have made good decisions back then, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know. When Michael Dale or Dale,
yeah,
when he started, you could buy for dollars.
Yeah, that is another. Yeah. And I do know two Dalianaires, and they both made the investments and sat on it and changed their lives significantly. So, but you know, we're not here for that. The thing is that I think that water is more important than all that money if we really sit back and look at it.
And you know what's scary? Where's it gonna... On that, you know, when we on John Coors with the Guadalupe River, or he lives on the
Dunlop.
And they raised the floodgate up, dumped all the water that was in the lake. Now it's just the river. And
well, I talked
they
to
can't an, do nothing about
talked
it.
To another resident there at a restaurant last week. We were at River City Grill, and that topic came up. That's right there on the lake. And the conversation was more like everybody there knew if you raised that gate, it would never go down again. But somebody made the decision to bring it up. They were worried about that lake going over the top, which would, in hindsight, have been a much better idea than turning it into a mud hole. So here's what we've got.
Now it's going to be a mud hole that we'll have to call Mike into to catch the varmints out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's going to be improved, but this is going to be just like everywhere else that the residents there are going to have to bear that cost.
You know, there's another reason that there's a lack of water in the Rio Grande all out west. Salt cedar.
Yeah.
Crazy. Y'all go check out how much water salt cedar uses. I know I'm fixing to be out of time here. We might talk about that. We got next top of the hour open. We may visit about salt cedar.
Rolling on
right
the river.
Now, we're going to talk to Brian Booker to talk about Texas Tournament Zone. He's doing the Tuesday Nighter. We'll talk about it in a little bit. Thank you, family. Thank you, Callahan. See you in a little bit.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Oh, eastbound and down. We're going to talk to Brian Booker now. And Brian, good morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Doing good. Normally, you know, a lot of times we talk to Don Gordon here, and Don says, Brian has got things he wants to tell you, talk to us about. So I says, okay, well, we're going to call Brian in. We don't need to visit with you, Don. So what are we doing new? What's new? What are, besides the championship in October?
Well, yeah, we want to hit on that briefly. The championship in October, that's coming up before we know it. I can't believe we're already into September. But yeah, just about 6 weeks away, we'll be going to Rayburn for 2 days and 2 days of practice. And the lake level's great. The fishing's good. There's some good shallow bites. I think all the guys will have a good time and probably some frog bites. And we're always excited to get to go to Rayburn where it all kind of started. So that's coming up here real quick.
Ain't going to be long at all. I mean, have you noticed the older you get, the quicker the days go by, the months go by?
Boy, I always heard that as a kid. You
I know, me too.
When you be in school, you're like, I can't wait for summer, I can't wait for Christmas. And my grandfather always told me, boy, you're wishing your life away. You're going to miss these days, and then you're going to wish the weeks would slow down. And I thought that was the craziest thing I'd ever heard.
Yep, I know.
And boy, nothing is more true as you get older.
It goes by in a hurry. So what are we doing with the Tuesday Nighter? You're going to take it over and start running it and just keep it rolling and have a lot of fun?
Yeah, the Tuesday Nighters are rolling. Central Texas Outdoors has come on board with us, and they're a sponsor out there, and we're just rolling with that. It's got probably another 3 or 4 weeks this year till we get close to daylight saving time, and that'll kind of wane off, and then we'll kick it back up in late March when daylight savings comes up again. Mm-hmm. And then we've got, keep in mind, the Guadalupalooza event this year will be the first annual that we're doing in Waylon Papp's memory. They had his service this morning, his graveside service, and it was real nice service and a good send-off for a good friend. But we're going to do it upright with all the anglers there at Guadalupalooza and do the fresh fry. And everyone is welcome, whether or not you fish it. We'd love to have everybody out, and we're going to do some special stuff for Waylon there as well. And also, we'll remember our good friend Donnie O'Neill, and just prayers out for Skeeter Fowler. That was his roommate at that event in Wisconsin, and he's still in ICU and on a ventilator. He's shown some brief signs of progress with oxygen levels over the last 2 days, but he is still in dialysis, and his kidneys are giving him some difficulty now. But prayers that he will have a recovery, but it is a dire situation. I don't want to sugarcoat that for anybody that knows Skeeter.
Wow. Get your damn vaccines, guys. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it's a serious deal, and these new variants are not at all like what we experienced last year. It's very, very serious, and we want to be very, very careful. We're going to be very careful this year with social distancing as best we can. I mean, it's gotten serious to the point where there's nobody listening to this show that hasn't been impacted by it directly or very closely. And if they haven't yet, they probably will be. I'm worried about this fall and winter in particular. I know we all are.
Yep.
But it's serious. We need to take care of each other.
Ain't that the truth? I mean, there's nobody else out there that's going to worry about us. We have to take care of each other, and that's just the way it is. And, you know, it's sort of like I've said many times, this outdoor family is such a huge family, but when we need it, it is so small and helps each other. One coyote hollers and the rest of them come to see what we got to do. And that's the way it is.
Well, it really has been touching, Ken, recently. You know, everything seems to be such doom and gloom, but you know, we're all competitors and fierce competitors at that. But when one of us falls, and here recently more than one has fallen, and I'm afraid more to come. I've never seen a community. The only thing I can equate it to is you know, like Harley riders, or you know, they might fuss and fight with one another, and they're fiercely competitive. But when one of them gets in a bind, you might as well have messed with every one of them.
Yep.
And everyone's come together and supported these guys and their families in particular, and putting together these education funds and funeral service donations. And just everyone has responded in a way to help these families out that is just, quite frankly, will choke you up. But it's a beautiful thing to see at the same time.
Yep. And, you know, at that, you said we have quite a few weeks of the Tuesday Nighter going on, and these tournaments, even if you don't fish tournaments and you want to learn how to be a bass fisherman, this Tuesday Nighter is a perfect one for you. Get out there, you fish with a bunch of guys, you have a good time, and you can make a little money. And tell them more about where y'all are at and how you're doing it, Brian.
Yeah, we run them out of the Tuesday nights out there at Lake Travis out of Mansfield Dam Park area. Registration starts about 5 to 5:30, and then the events run from 6:30 to 10. You don't have to pay any membership fees. You don't have to register for anything online or do anything like that. You just come out to the park. If it's your first event, it takes us literally 2 minutes to sign you up. You pay a $40 entry fee, and then it's cash pay out there at the ramp. And normally pulling in about this time of year, we're usually pulling around 20 to 25 teams. So still good turnouts. You know, it's getting back to school and everything else. And some people are, you know, kind of avoiding the tournaments a little bit. Not necessarily avoiding the tournaments, but, you know, we welcome, you know, social distancing, mask, anything anybody wants to do. We're not, you know, we don't politicize this stuff. We don't look down on it. We know this is real, and we know people need to take care of themselves. But it is possible, and it's very doable. We've been doing it now for 18 months to run these events and keep people safe.
That's
what we're doing. So,
you know,
it's still an outdoor sport, and it's a way. It's not like it's basketball or football or something to where we're riding in each other's face all the time. You can social distance pretty good on a big lake like Travis.
I just got an idea. You know, you just helped me right there. You know Lance Jansen that caught the 15-2 out of Lake Travis earlier this year?
Yes, sir.
They're trying to get a high school bass fishing team. I got to find his started. And let me find his text he sent me. I tried to get him on the show, but he says, oh, I can't do it. But he's in school or doing school. But he's trying to get a high school bass fishing team started in Johnson City. Do you have his contact info? Can you get hold of him and help him? I think he's looking for sponsors and such as that.
He needs the Faith Anglers Network.
Yeah. We need to, I think we ought to help them, because, you know, here's a kid that caught the lake record, Lake Travis largemouth bass. And apparently, he's a pretty good fisherman, but he's reaching out to me. Would it be all right if I sent him your contact info? and told him text
you? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We're glad to help out any way we possibly can. Good, that's
good.
Awesome.
Good, good. I'll send it to him, and he'll, I know he'll know who you are, and he probably knows you, but he just hadn't thought about reaching out. And I told him we would help him when we had him on the show after he caught that big bass. And I'm sitting there. when I start talking to you, I said, oh, this is perfect. I need to ask Brian if it'd be all right to get him involved, get y'all two together and come up with a way of helping them. So, yeah.
Sure.
Okay, that'd be good. I imagine he'll be contacting you before long. But
awesome.
You know, with all the Wednesday nighters, the Tuesday nighter, and I know Donnie does the Wednesday nighter on Lake Austin. I'm fixing to be out of time. And then y'all have one out on Canyon, too. So they can find out all about y'all's at TTZ1.com. Is that right, Brian?
Yes, sir. TTZ1.com. Check us out also at Texas Turn Is On Facebook and Instagram, or give me a call at 512-761-2426.
Brian, my friend, my brother, I appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Likewise, brother. Y'all stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
Be good. I'll be hollering at you. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. We're going to... Oh, next segment's open. Me and Chico will just be BSing. But Macy Ledbetter after that, so we got a great show coming up. We'll see y'all in just a little bit. Thank you, Callahans. Y'all be good.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans, with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. because she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Wow. Makes me choke up every time I hear that song.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
Again, when it comes on,
I know.
You listen to the whole thing,
you
friends.
You got to. I mean, you got to, from start to start, man, you got to listen to it all.
Yep.
Wow.
And it still is perfectly timely today. I don't know what year that was. 60s, I'm guessing, Eric. I don't know.
But 74, I do believe.
70?
Really?
Yeah, it was right around.
74? Oh, that's Water, right. Watergate. It was the Watergate thing.
Yeah.
I was sitting there listening to it, and I'm sitting there. Oh, they didn't even mention 911. They didn't mention Afghanistan. This was wrote before that.
Right. Think of all that has happened.
Yeah, Johnny Cash is long gone.
Oh, I know. I know. That's what I was sitting there thinking. I don't think that away. I'm just sitting there. This song is so. It's now. I mean, it's about what's happening.
It's timeless.
Now. It's the timing.
It's timeless.
Oh, wow. Wow. I mean, his raggedy old flag. What can you say? I mean, wow. Yep.
Salute.
Yes.
Vote.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Yeah. I got to get straightened out again. But, you know, that was, wow, what a song. But, and in the way Johnny Cash says it, that's not saying, that is a story he told.
Yeah. Somebody was talking the other day that we have not, there is no replacement for Johnny Cash.
There
is not. Nobody's feeling that Man in Black thing in entertainment, country music, anywhere.
I was invited to a party, and he was the entertainment to this party. And you know, this was in the 80s. And I got to meet him at that party and visited with him just a little bit, just normal, everyday guy. And it was a private party and it was a private show. Wow. And just what you see is Johnny Cash. I mean, that's him. I mean, I didn't get to talk to him very long, but listening to him sing and such as that. And
well, he came through Austin before he died. He did a show at Emo's during South by Southwest. And me and a friend got to get into that show and got to see it. And it was quite crowded, very rambunctious and boisterous. And everybody was thinking you're going to see Johnny Cash do the Folsom Prison show. Mm-mm. And he came out with that very dark final album stuff that he had written. And it was quite somber. I mean,
if I'm not mistaken, the stool is still hanging on the wall.
Yeah, it's still in Emo's
that he sat on.
From that moment.
Yeah, nobody will take that stool.
Well, it darn near almost, I got to tell you, it was almost a riot in the place just to get in because of what was going on. Everybody knew this is and the word was this is going to be one of his last shows that he ever does. And it was, you know, not long. He did an album's worth of his music, only that record, and then went out and basically said a prayer and went out of the room. So it was a memorable moment. It was the only time I've ever, you know, been in the room or you know, in a concert hall with that guy, and it was quite powerful. And it dark, you know, that last record was real introspective, religious, and it was, I don't know how to describe it, but it was revelation type of vision, the imagery in the record. So it was, go listen to Johnny Cash's last work.
Yeah, I mean, it's... He's a hell of a storyteller. That's all I'll say.
He was.
And I mean, he was. And I mean, there at the end where he says, about the middle of the song, this raggedy old flag, and he's talking about it's hung limp a few times, and I'm sitting there,
none the worse for wear.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, it's just And
you know, with the attitudes of the flag that we hear now and more of this desecration and burning it and stomping on it, you know, we already know we can't make laws that people can't do that, and we have to respect anybody's rights to opinion. But, you know, I think it's appropriate that we put that song up once in a while for people to hear.
Yep.
You know, remember, just as a reminder.
As a reminder. You know, and again, I saw somebody got in trouble for having a flag with the 13 colonies on it because it somehow represented slavery in America. You got to remember that that's also where we came from. It doesn't, it's not a picture of slavery unless you make it that. Yeah. Yeah, it was, it did come, well, you know, the you could debate what the 13 stars mean, but to me it's that original colonies and where this country was founded and our resistance to that kingdom to say we're going to be independent. And if we don't change our feelings in our
kingdom
attitudes,
no, Chica, they were a world power.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it wasn't, but it was a kingdom. Yeah. It was a monarchy. But you know, and we said we don't want that. We're going to try out on our own. And they tried everything they could to stop us with great numbers, and with less numbers, we repelled it.
Yeah, and so well, France come done. In and yeah, helped.
That's
and,
right.
And you know, it's history. Mm-hmm. Study it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw it away. Don't say, "Oh, we got to take that. We got to take those statues down. We don't want to. We don't want to think about that." Oh,
did you see UTSA had to take away the "Come and Take It" flag?
I know.
Why?
I don't know.
Texas history, and you know what?
Yeah,
it was from Gonzales, right?
Yes, come and take it.
Mm-hmm. Come and take the cannon. Yeah.
So the UTSA said, that's divisive." No, it's not. We all know what it means.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
why?
Divisive when you
why
inject
do you
want
to erase history? Why?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm not offended.
No.
You can't offend me with that. You're going to need more. You're going to need a little more.
I think we just need a little bit of more of Ernest Tubbs.
Yeah.
I'm shutting up. Thank you, Callahan's. Y'all listen to a little Ernest.
When you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a story book ending.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
You damn right you are. Hey, family. I'm sorry, I had to come out. I had to say that one, but
yeah,
you know, we got Macy Ledbetter on the phone with us right now. And Macy, we just did 911 yesterday. It's 912. And we said, we're just going to keep it on. It's the weekend. So we're just keeping it on. And yesterday, I was going to get you on, but a fella by the name of Mike, and you probably know him, Budenchek with Texas Wildlife Services got hold of me, and we had him on, and he was as much fun as visiting with you. Do you know Mike?
I know of him. I don't know him personally, but I do know the name. Of course, with a name like that, you won't forget it.
No.
Yeah, I do know of him.
And he said the same thing about you, because I told him I was visiting with you today, and he said, well, I don't know Macy. I would like to visit with him sometime. I said, well, maybe y'all get together and figure it all out, and because he says we do a lot with high fence ranches and controlling predators, whether it's cats or coyotes or bobcats or whatever. And he was very very informative. He's good. He was good. You need to visit with him sometime if you ever have a chance, because he's good. He really is. But how are you doing this morning?
Man, I am waiting on daylight. I'm going to be in a helicopter here in about, I don't know, an hour, 45 minutes, as soon as it gets good in daylight. Been counting deer every single day since the 1st of September. Been flying anywhere from 2 to 3, maybe as many as 4 ranches a day, depending on the size. And golly, I'm excited, Ken. It's going to be a great season. It's going to be a great hunting season. I'm really excited.
What a job.
I know. Go drive around. Okay, I want to hunt that ranch. How come? Because I saw the biggest damn buck I ever saw in my life on that one. And that's a low fence ranch.
These days he's going to call me and go, Chico, let's go. Come on, bring a camera.
right.
We're going to tie you onto the landing struts. Yeah.
People ride with us and they said, you know, y'all get paid to do this? Yeah. You know, and they're like, I can't believe it. And I said, well, it's like going to a carnival. You know, the first 30 minutes, it is fun. You know, it's big fun. But after you've ridden all the rides and, you know, you paid $20 for a Coke, after a while it's like, man, this isn't as much fun as it used to be, you know. And I love it, don't get me wrong, but when you fly every day, I don't have a day off until December 15th. I'm flying every single day except, you know, Thanksgiving. We're not flying on Thanksgiving Day, but we fly day before and the day after. So every single day we're in a helicopter. We're either counting them or we're catching them. And I do enjoy that, but, you know, sometimes it would be – I get excited when it rains. I'm going to be honest with you. We get a rain day. Yeah, you know, so I look at my calendar and I don't have a day off. But I know I'm going to have days off because there's going to be weather. Mm-hmm. We're going to have high wind. We're going to have rain. We're going to have, you know, whatever that we can't fly in. But I don't know when that's coming. And so I book every single day and just work every single day. And then when we have a bad weather day, everybody's grumpy except me. I'm like, I can do laundry. You know, I can wear clean underwear. You know, that kind of stuff. It's the things we take for granted, you know. Yeah. And so when we have fog delays or rain delays, I don't complain. It's just like, whoo, I get to go home and catch up on some of my stuff, you know. But anyway, it's just a part of the job.
Oh, and you know, people say, Ken, you're a fishing guide, yeah? You talk on radio, yeah? Well, you got an easy life.
Yeah, what a life.
Yeah. What a life. No, the guy that's got the life is Macy Ledbetter. He can look at all the big horn deer and fly in the helicopters and then pull out the semi-automatic weapons and shoot at feral pigs. He's got the life.
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. No, I tell people, every job that we go to, it's like Christmas morning for adults, because I mean, you know, we only show up to their ranch usually once a year with a helicopter, and they look forward to it. they take off work, they take the kids out of school. I mean, it's a big deal, and so I feed off of that, you know, that energy and watching them approach the helicopter. They've got this grin that you can't knock off their face. I mean, they are so happy. They're excited. They're maybe a little bit scared or nervous, but they're happy, you know. And I feed off that. I really do. And so we get in the helicopter, put on your seatbelt, put on your headset, and I explain to them, I'm showing them the data sheet, and I explain to them what we're looking for and how we're going to break it out. And I mean, you can hear them breathing in the headset, you know, just they're ready to go. They're so excited, and I really enjoy that, and I really appreciate that. And then, of course, a big buck comes out of the brush, and we dive down with the helicopter, and I hang out of the hang out and take pictures, and they're just giddy. They're having a great time.
You know,
so not only do you get to see that deer, but now we're in a pretty acrobatic helicopter ride. You know, as I'm taking pictures.
Yeah.
And then we pull off the deer and get back on transect, and it's all the comments. You know, they're like, oh, that was awesome, or, oh, man, do that again, or, you know. So, like I say, I feed off that. That is my energy. That is my coffee, you know, to keep me going, because, you know, I do it all the day, every day, but they do it one time a year.
Yeah.
And it literally is Christmas morning for adults, and I enjoy the heck out of that. I really do.
The very first time I ever met Larry Wyshen was his work for Texas Parks and Wildlife. He came to the ranch that we were hunting over close to Encinal. I think it was the Twig Ranch. I'm not positive. But he came over there. He pulls up with his pickup with a little bitty helicopter sitting on the gooseneck. And, you know, one that's got the little bubble up front that you crawl into. He takes out... Maybe he had a pilot. I think he did.
Yeah, he probably had a pilot, yeah.
They take off of the gooseneck, fly around, and a couple hours later, here they come back, land back on top of the trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm just a kid. I'm probably not 8 or 9, 10 years old, and that's closest I've ever been to a helicopter in my life, and I'm sitting there, damn.
That's as cool as it gets.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
It was. And that's the first time I met Larry, and every time we've had him on the show, I remind him of that. Oh yeah, I remember that. No, you don't. That was that was 40-50 years ago. Yeah, but
right, but
you know, the life, you know, you look at your life, you work Parks and Wildlife, now you do what you do. You know, I've been a fishing guide since 81. Now I talk on the radio and got great friends of Chico and Eric and you and different ones, and just have a wonderful time doing what we do. But that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The connectivity, you know, yep. the love of wildlife and outdoors, we all share a commonality. Maybe a little different, but it's all a commonality, yep. In general. You know, like I say, some are fishermen, some are hunters, some are just outdoors people, but we all have that outdoor draw. We're all magnetized to generally the same thing.
Yep.
And so that there's that brotherhood or that camaraderie, and absolutely, that's what I like. We can have super wealthy people and people that aren't so wealthy and people that aren't that lucky, but we can all sit around a campfire. And we're all the same person.
Ain't that the truth?
Compare, yep. Melanoma.
It strips away a lot of the BS, and we're all, yep. Humans, and we're all staring into the campfire, and there's coyotes back there in the background, and it's quiet. Everybody quits talking, and every one of those people, rich, poor, whatever, we're all the same at,
yep.
That moment in time, and I really like that.
Yep.
Or when you see a big buck or you harvest a big buck, same thing. It's that campfire camaraderie when you drop the tailgate and got a big buck.
Hey, can you be on a couple more segments with us, Macy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's still dark outside.
Okay.
I'm good.
Macy Ledbetter. Check him out. SpringCreekOutdoors.com. Check him out. I think I got that right. Did I get that right?
You did. I'm proud of you.
We'll see y'all on the other side. Thank you, Callahans. We're visiting with Macy Ledbetter. See you in a bit.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
You say you're not from Texas. Man, as if I couldn't tell. Well, you think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. Support me, my laughter, as I sure do understand. Even Moses got excited when he saw the promised land. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not.
Well, I think we can pretty much say everybody was. Chico, you're not from Texas.
No, not originally, but I am now.
Well, you're not that far in Albuquerque. Well, Albuquerque. Oh, no.
It might be.
Albuquerque was part of Texas.
That's right. I was going to say, where I came from, it might be more Texas than the Texas you know.
Probably is.
You've been there. It's redneck.
Pretty much.
It's redneck.
And on the phone, we've got Macy Ledbetter. We know he's from Texas. He's from San Saba, Texas. So he sees a lot of Texas because
I'm blessed to see it. Yeah, I see all corners of Texas, guys. I'm born and raised. I'm fifth generation, right in the center of Texas. The actual, you know, the heart of Texas, the geographical heart of Texas, is about 25 miles from my house. So when I say I'm from Central Texas, I am really from Central Texas.
I got you beat. I'm seventh generation.
Yeah.
Nice. I love it. I love it.
His uncle was at the Alamo.
Yeah. Well, no, he's the one that started the Alamo. He set the theater up. Ben Milam.
That's
great. Wow. Great uncle. Mm-hmm. But anyway, folks, if you know, we were just talking about kind of swapping stories and such as that. Now I want to tell you why we got Macy on. A lot of people have got these little 5-acre ranches, and they're sitting there. How can I? I'm paying so much taxes on it. Taxes are so high. Well, Macy, tell them how they can save a little money if they got ranches and they got neighbors and everybody get together.
That's right. It's a co-op, or together, all together, and basically put that ranch back together like it was. So maybe we can get 30 or 40 or 50 acres, or maybe 100 acres. And we all get on the same page. We all get on the same formal written wildlife management plan that promotes wildlife management. It does not have to be hunting. It can be wildlife management. It does not have to be white-tailed deer. It can be, you know, small animals. It can be butterflies. It can be birds. It can even be prairie grasses, native grasses. So we always talk about white-tailed deer when I'm on, and I appreciate the heck out of that, but this wildlife management is just what it says, wildlife management. So it can be habitat management. It can be native grass management. And we can manage for, like, say, small animals, rabbits and, you know, that kind of stuff. Even birds, quail, turkeys, that kind of stuff. But the key is each county in Texas sets their own minimum acreage requirement. So let's say your county is 20 acres, but you only own 5. Well, then we need to join forces with 3 or 4 more neighbors to form a co-op, if you would, a group effort, and everybody in that co-op would get credit for that minimum acreage. So if you just stand by yourself and you have 5 acres, you do not qualify. There's nothing we can do to make you qualify. But if we get 3 or 4 neighbors involved and all of a sudden we have 25 acres, everybody wins. And it requires a formal written wildlife management plan. There's some processes that we have to do to formalize it, and then I present it to the Central Appraisal District on your behalf. They approve it, and boom, we go on down the road, and you have wildlife management.
I didn't know you could do it on grasses as well.
Native grasses, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Really? Okay.
I have several ranches in Bastrop County, right outside of, you know, Austin, and we're doing native short grass prairies. That was a prairie back in the day,
yeah.
You know, a long time ago. Talking about the Alamo and all that.
Uh-huh.
Back then, that was short grass prairies. There were prairie chickens. There were just all kinds of savanna-type birds that aren't there now because of cedar and, you know, all
right.
lack of fire. Well, we had that great big Bastrop complex fire that went through there and devastated everything except the grasses. It took a lot of that regrowth brush and trees, and it took it right back to where it used to be. You know, it used to be, saying 100 years ago.
Right.
And so we're taking advantage of that, and we are managing for short grass prairies in Bastrop County, Texas, from that fire.
Wow. So next thing you're going to have to do is import some bison in there, buffalo.
right. Well, no, the first thing we're going to need to do is build better fences.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Fences first, bison second. That's how that works. Yeah. It would be a horse and the cart kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, that would be awesome. Yeah. That would be great to see some bison in Bastrop County, you know, on bigger acreage.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
We had one of the guys on for Texas, does the Texas hunting program. On the show, and I got to talking to him, or Texas, I think it was, I don't remember, it was one of the programs, and we got to talking, and he says, you know, we have so much, we have all this land, and we do hunts, or draw hunts, and such as that. I says, okay, I want to put mine in for, to hunt bison up there on the Caprock, Ken. That's the state herd. Yeah, I knew that, but I figured there's too many up there, and we need to take some of them out. No, Ken, we can't do that. I'm trying.
It's not what you know, it's who you know, Ken.
Exactly. But, you know, there is one place that I want to go, and that's the Big Bend State Park, and draw a hunt there on mule deer. Do you fly out in that part of the world any and hunt and check out the mule deer?
Absolutely. I've got clients that border both the state park and the national park, and so that's wonderful mule deer country. Of course, it's a drought, you know. I mean, it's a desert type, you know, Chihuahuan desert, and so the mule deer aren't behind every bush. They're, you really got to hunt them, but absolutely, I fly that country. Last October, we were out there and saw a black bear, and that's not terribly unusual, but where we saw the bear, it was further east than they've documented them. So I'm assuming this was a little male. I don't know that for a fact. But he's taken off. He's got to go find his own home range. So we're flying along counting blue quail and mule deer, and all of a sudden there is a black bear in the thorn scrub, and he's looking up at the helicopter. I think he'd never seen a helicopter, and I'd never seen a bear. So we're having a standoff, and it was pretty neat. It was really neat, actually. And but anyway, so when I got finished, I contacted Parks and Wildlife, said, hey, there's a bear right here. Here's pictures of it, you know, confirmed sighting. And that bear was headed east.
Wow, cool.
I don't know where he was going, but he was out of town. He was heading east. But
he's bound
and down. But I'm assuming he came out of the park because that was, you know, we were flying the eastern neighbor to the park, and so he was headed east. I don't know if he's going to the Devil's River. I mean, who knows where he was going, but I just thought that was cool. And that was just last October. Well, Alpine now is seen, I think there's four or five different bears in around Alpine, and so, you know, bears are moving around, you know. I just think because we're protecting them so long, the numbers are increasing and they're starting to expand their range. And the way bears have home ranges, the males have to leave. You know, their birthplace, they have to leave and go set up their own home range. So most of these bears that we're seeing in, quote, new places are little males. They're being displaced by the older males and even the older females. So it's kind of neat. So the bear population is definitely increasing, and the bear distribution is definitely increasing because they just expand further and further trying to get into that new range. So I find that you know, like I say, going around looking at blue quail and mule deer, and all of a sudden you come over a hill and there's this 200-pound black bear, and I'm thinking, this is pretty cool. You know, burn this on your hard drive because this is pretty cool.
They're finding more browns farther south now, and grizzlies too. So
right.
They're coming back into like northern New Mexico where you didn't see them as much. So
Wow.
And we would run into pretty big brown bears in southern Colorado all the time. So they're there. They are out there.
I know, especially from a guy from San Saba that gets to see a bear in Texas. Yeah, I can see that.
That's the biggest raccoon I've ever seen in my life.
I understand. Yeah.
East Texas had a lot of bear. There's none there now, so maybe it's coming back.
Right, right.
We got a break here. We're going to get you back on just a second or about a few minutes. And we got Macy Ledbetter on. We're just BSing with Macy, sorry. And we're just doing a little infotainment. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Got to thank Callahan's General Store. Got to thank you. Got to thank Macy. We'll see y'all in a little bit, family. Thank you, Callahan. Blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide. Yes, I bet I'm nationwide.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man. What's going on? Hi. What's the good word there?
We're talking to Macy Ledbetter, and he was just telling about a bear story out in West Texas. Now I've got a bear story for him. It ain't in West Texas. Mine was in New Mexico west of Texas.
Yeah, western.
just out of Mescalero, the town of Mescalero, on the Mescalero Indian Reservation. And we were hunting cow elk out there. And we were up on one ridge, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking down there. I says, look at those damn bear over on that other hill. And it was several thousand yards away. And Houston, he looks over and says, Kim, those ain't bear. Those are feral pigs. I'm sitting there, how high are we? He says, oh, we're about 11,000 feet. And feral pigs in New Mexico in the mountains. I'm sitting there, wow. He says, yeah, we're getting quite a few of them over
they
here.
They got to cool off, too.
Right.
But, family, we got Macy Ledbetter on the phone with us, and we've been talking. We've just been talking. But I know that we're getting kind of short on time here, Macy. The main reason I wanted you to come on the show, well, of course, to talk white-tailed deer and how to raise, you can help people raise deer if they want to raise them in high fence, tell them what they need to be doing, tell them what kind of habitat, if they got low fence and they want know what to do, you can help them with that. You can help them save money with taxes on different ways of taking care of their taxes. And helping them with that. If they got small places, you get friends. You can tell them all of that. So, what you do is, it just sounds too damn fun. I'm sorry. And I know it ain't.
Right, right. Well, like I say, instead of boring everybody with the details, I just encourage them to go check out the website because it's all there. We do small pond fisheries management. Like you said, we do habitat management, exotic animals, live captures, all of the permits that Texas Parks and Wildlife offers relating to wildlife. We do those. We do predator control. Yeah, you know, just it's all. If there's anything to do with your ranch, we are blessed to be able to do it. Livestock, if you want to figure out your internal cross fencing and your water distribution to better rotate your livestock, we do that too. We can build ponds, just all that stuff. So it's been something that I've been blessed to do my whole entire life, my whole entire career. I've had one job, one career my whole life, and so it's a true blessing. So my website is www.springcreekoutdoors.com. There's a list of services there that's a mile and a half long, so I won't bore you. But check that out. And like I say, if there's anything, we don't have a minimum acreage. You don't have to be a large landowner. We don't matter if it's high fence or low fence. We're here to help you. If you own dirt and you want to improve the habitat and the wildlife, then our company can assist. We have three full-time degreed biologists on staff, and we have trucks, and we don't mind driving. So we can do it all. So I appreciate the opportunity to always be on the show. It's always fun, whether we're talking about bears or bison or or carp. It doesn't matter. This is a great show, and I always appreciate being on here, Ken. So you can find me at www.springcreekoutdoors.com, also on Facebook, also on Instagram, you know, all the social media stuff.
Well, I'm watching you right now shooting nets at deer.
We got you on YouTube.
We catch everything. Yes, sir.
We got you on YouTube.
we catch everything. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In fact, this fall, we've got a big project where we're going to try to catch real grand turkeys. And we're going to take them from, you know, Ranch A that has too many turkeys and move them to some habitat that, for whatever reason, is lacking turkeys. So we're going to be doing some captures of turkeys. We did this a couple of years ago. And those things are not easily caught. They are pretty smart. Pretty smart, so you got to outwit the turkeys.
Well, tell them they find you at springcreekoutdoors.com. Check out that website, see everything Macy does and the guys, and how they can save you money. Main thing is how they can save you money and make you the place that you want to have for your kids, so everybody can have fun on that place.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir. We're managing for the next generation.
Yep.
So, yep. Goals and objectives in the next generation. That's how we operate.
Thank you, Macy. We appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
It.
Y'all have a good day, and the sun's coming up, and I'm fixing to get to work.
Get to
Thank
work.
Y'all.
We'll holler at you. Thank you, sir. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, it's always great talking to him.
Oh, Macy's
yeah.
always blast. And then I'm sitting here watching him. I'm sitting there. We're talking to him, and I'm watching him on your laptop in there.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
We found it under Texas Deer Management Program. Go check it out, friends. It's a great video.
Yeah, it really
You
is.
Want to see a little bit of what he does, it really is there.
That's South Texas, too.
And that's crazy flying right there.
You
know,
I was
intense.
Watching him come in there and just turn that. Yeah.
Oh, it's right near the ground.
They're right on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, he's always talking about how they come in and they got sunflowers on the bottom on those landing gear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I believe it. Yeah.
So, well, look at that. It was right on the ground with that one.
Yeah, it's.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Go check it out. And if you need anything in way of habitat or raising big deer, springcreekoutdoors.com.
Yeah,
makes
what a resource. Yeah.
Yeah. Great individual. So tickled to have him on the show. And he told me one time, he says, "Ken, you know who my hero is?" I says, "No. Who's your hero?" He says, "Larry Washington."
And then we brought him in the show with Larry. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yep. So, we have fun. We have too damn much fun on this show.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what it's all about, having fun. And what a week, you know.
Time flies when we're having the show.
I know.
It just goes.
Yeah, it does.
You know, our Saturday show's 3 hours, and it just, and then the Sunday show's 2 hours, and it's gone. We do have a blast. I got to get somebody in here to talk. We got to get Jack, J Jack, yeah. If you're listening, Jack, we need Jack Gilmore.
We need
to get him in here.
I thought you meant Jack Daniels or something.
I was going to say, which Jack are we bringing?
Jack Daniels. We could have Jack Daniels in here, too. You want Red Label or green?
Oh, I'm a Crown man myself.
Oh, you like Crown?
You know, Jim Beam's got a new Black Label. It's good.
Is it?
It's good.
Is it a single barrel?
No, it's
it's a blended?
Yeah, so, I think it's got to be.
I heard you bought that Yingling. What'd you think?
You know what? I liked it. It was okay. You're an ale guy. You're a little bit more of a enthusiast. But
I like a heftier beer.
Yeah, it's a lager. It's a lighter, but it's in the heavier, darker end of the lagers. I thought it was good. I'll buy more. I bought a 6-pack only because Eric said, it's pee water. You don't want that stuff.
That's what it tastes like to me, man.
It was pretty good. I liked it. So I will drink more. But I got to tell you, heavy beers, I'm not a fan of them. Real, real heavy, hoppy beers.
You know what beer's good for?
You don't drink beer.
No, bourbon. You pour beer into your grain, you're going to sour to get it started quicker.
Oh, the sour mash.
Yeah. No, you put it in your corn or your Milo or your wheat.
You know what I do?
That you're using to get it to draw catfish in. It's your catfish.
Oh.
Try this. Anything in a recipe that calls for white wine, substitute the beer. It works. It cooks excellent because of the hops in it.
Oh, folks, also, if you're cooking like you want to, you know, you have you're cooking a meat or something, and the good stuff is on the bottom of the skillet. Mm-hmm. That's what sticks to the skillet. If you'll pour a little white wine or pour a little vodka, if you don't want the white wine in there, pour a little vodka. It's the alcohol that takes that off, and then you can put a little flour in that or whatever and make a roux out of it. But that's what you want to use. Use some kind of a light alcohol to
deglaze.
Take that off.
Yeah, it deglazes it, and, mm-hmm. it's great to start your gravies. Mm-hmm. You have to.
That's why we need Jack Gilmore in here. He's a chef.
Well, I said we need to take the camera to his place. Let's go over there.
Yeah. I think we're out of time already.
Great show, Ken.
It's been fun. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you Anytime. Coming in. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Eric, for making it all sound good. And family, thank y'all so very much for tuning in. We got to run, so. Well, Callahan's is our sponsor. Get by there and see them tomorrow. We'll see y'all on the other side next week. Same bat channel, same bat place. We'll see y'all then, family. Y'all be good. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. 'Cause God bless Texas with his own hand, brought down angels from the promised land. God bless Texas. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.